Well, so thank you. And I know you have limited time, so I don't promise to be good, but I do promise to be fast.
Okay.
What I'd like to do is roll some tape, and we'll grab some bites for use throughout the afternoon, if that's okay.
Sure.
Then to set, excuse me, to set a level, could you just tell me your name and best title to call you?
My name is Alexandra Snyder, and I'm the Executive Director of the Life Legal Defense Foundation.
Okay, so your group is one of the groups that filed the lawsuit. What's your thoughts on this ruling?
Obviously, we're very happy that the judge ruled in our favor. So, yes, immediate thoughts, happiness.
Now, my understanding is that the judge, though, has kept the law in place pending the Attorney General having time to appeal. What do you think about that?
So it's not actually time to appeal. The Attorney General did request a stay pending appeal, and we oppose that on the ground that literally this is a matter of life and death, and we felt that there should be a very limited period of time, if any. So the judge actually granted a 5-day stay for the Attorney General to file an emergency writ.
And what's your thought of what will happen going forward? Because obviously the Attorney General is going to file the emergency writ. What do you think happens with this next round?
You know, it's hard to say whether the writ will be granted. Obviously, we're hoping it doesn't. We're hoping the law does get struck down, at least in the interim. Again, because people's lives are at stake. For example, we had a woman in the courtroom with us. Her name is Stephanie Packer. She's a very vocal opponent of assisted suicide laws in California and other states. She was diagnosed with a terminal illness several years ago. She has long outlived her prognosis. But as soon as the End of Life Option Act passed in California, her insurance company denied her life-saving chemotherapy treatment that she needed and had requested. And then she asked, well, would I be eligible for aid in dying drugs? And they said, let me check, and came back within a couple minutes and said, sure, you can have those. It'll be $1.20. So we know that patients are being denied more expensive, life-saving, life-prolonging treatment in favor of aid in dying, which is much, much cheaper.
You know, there was a poll a couple of years back that found really an overwhelming majority of Californians support the idea of assisted death for terminally ill people. 76%, I think it was. I mean, if it's that popular a thing, why do you feel that shouldn't be allowed?
Well, I don't know that all those polls are accurate, first of all. So I'm not putting a whole lot of stock, especially in a number like 76%. Because we see that the assisted suicide bill had a very time, its sponsors had a very hard time getting it out of the state legislature through the normal legislative process, which is why they had to go this rather unorthodox and frankly illegal route of hijacking the special session that was called to address Medicaid funding shortfalls, disability services, in-home health, things that are not at all related to assisted suicide. So, I don't put a lot of stock in those polls. It really depends. I don't know what the sampling rate is like. I don't know what kind of questions exactly they're asking people. But I will say our own state legislature has had ample opportunity and has not passed an assisted suicide bill.
So do you think if they did try to do this a different way, so I guess through more proper channels and not a specific session devoted to the Medicare, Medicaid, Medi-Cal issues, do you think they would be able to get this passed? Or it sounds like that's why they went this route, because they wouldn't have been able to.
They tried to get it passed, and they did not have the votes that they needed to pass it. And there is still a lot of opposition to assisted suicide. I mean, it's still very, very controversial. We have a longstanding public policy against suicide, and for good reason. The state should not be facilitating suicide for anybody, not for people who are mentally ill, certainly, which the state is currently doing, not for people who are even physically ill or suffer from severe depression or things like that. It's just bad public policy We don't allow people, for example, to sell themselves into slavery. We don't allow them to sell themselves into prostitution. We should not allow them to, or the state should not facilitate people taking their own lives.
Thank you so much, Ms. Snyder. Is there anything else I probably should be asking, but I'm just not formulating the question?
The crux of this hearing today was the way that the legislation was passed. So I think you've got that, but just wanted to make sure that that's what this was about. This wasn't even about the larger assisted suicide issue. This was solely on whether this legislation in particular, but really any piece of legislation, should be brought up in a special legislative session that has nothing to do with that particular bill, especially something as controversial as this. So I don't think anybody wants there to be an end run around the normal, robust legislative vetting process to pass any piece of legislation.
Ms. Snyder, thank you so much for your time, and really thank you for your really lightning fast response. It impressed me.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, anytime.
Okay, be well.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.